Exercise 2B, page 98.
Street art. Art or not? Street art divides public opinion. It is seen by some as a way to brighten up our communities, while it is considered by others to be nothing but vandalism. So, is it art or not?
A.
It's a woolly world. These days, it is not only grannies who knit. In cities such as New York, London and Berlin, community art groups are busy graffiti knitting, creating colourful decorations for lampposts, parking meters, cars and statues. The craze was started by Magda Sayegh in the USA when she decided to brighten up the steel and concrete landscape of Austin, Texas with her knitted creations. Now knitting needles are clicking worldwide, and cities are inviting the knitters to transform their public spaces. Most people's reactions are positive, and even though it isn't strictly legal, Sayegh says,
"You'd have to be the most bored police officer to want to arrest me."
So next time you walk past a city statue, take a look. It might be wearing a scarf.
B.
We built this city with Lego bricks. Most people remember playing with Lego bricks as a child. It seems, though, that toy towns aren't the only things they are used to construct. Lego repair work was created by German artist Jan Vormann. Jan spent 3 years traveling the world, fixing crumbling walls and monuments with Lego. Jan took his project to New York, and together with a team of volunteers, constructed Lego repairs all over the city, including at Brooklyn Bridge and Central Park. Cracks in buildings soon disappeared and were replaced with bright Lego shapes. Most New Yorkers are pleased with the Lego look.
C.
On the wall. Most big cities have their fair share of graffiti, but like it or not, one British graffiti artist is now considered to be a worldwide phenomenon. The true identity of Banksy is surrounded in mystery, but his art is instantly recognizable. Some of his most famous images include a young girl with a heart-shaped balloon and a dove of peace wearing a bulletproof vest. Banksy's work has even been exhibited in art exhibitions, and a lot of his works have been sold. Because of his striking images and comments on social problems, public opinion is divided. Some find Banksy's work offensive, while others think he is one of the most important artists today.
D.
Flower power. Guerrilla gardeners plant flower gardens and vegetable patches on neglected land without permission. They believe it improves inner city communities. The designs are made as artistic as possible. Flower beds are planted in skips, and sunflowers down pavement grating. While some people see this as a way to bring new life to forgotten spaces, others point out that, pretty or not, it's still illegal. However, it seems that no action is usually taken by the public or the police. One group of guerrilla gardeners were busy on a rundown London street recently when an old lady called out her approval to them.
"Thank you for the sunflowers. They were lovely."